Good morning, colleagues, honourable members, and we welcome the Minister of Public Enterprises, the Chairperson of the Board of ESCOM, and the board members and the executives who are present this morning. There is a list of apologies that has been sent by the department and the ministry, the deputy minister, and the DG. But I think that the secretariat will enter those into the record, and if there are any on our side, we will enter those into the record as well. We are meeting this morning, scheduled to deal with the annual report of ESCOM, and the investigations at ESCOM, and this evening we'll be dealing with expansions and deviations. However, there are recent developments which occurred late yesterday, which will trigger the realignment of our meeting for lack of a better term. In terms of how we proceed, I received a letter last night from the minister indicating that the department, I mean ESCOM rather, would not be in a position this morning to deal with the annual report and investigations, and requesting a postponement on that front. Requesting that, however, we do continue with expansions and deviations. I would like to therefore now, colleagues, hand over to the minister. And then I'll bring colleagues in, and then we'll make a determination in terms of how we proceed in light of that request. So if I may, welcome Honourable Minister and your team. And then, colleagues, what we will do is we will hear out what is being presented to us, and then we will make a determination on it as along the lines which we would discuss. Honourable Minister, over to you.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning to everybody on this call, in particular the members of SCOPA. And I suppose Happy New Year to you, although it's very old already for many of us. Chair, I've just had to step out of a NCCC meeting to join you for a short while. Let me concur with what you've reported, which is the request from ourselves that in response to the letter of the committee dated the 19th of February, requesting a presentation and discussion on the annual report in particular, that is going to be available today. And given the shortness of time and the inability to get material to you in time, we thought it better to request of the committee to postpone this meeting by a week so that the material can be sent to you in time and adequate preparations made. And from that point of view, the second part of what you said continues, I believe, at 6:30 this evening, and ESCOM will avail itself for that discussion. So your consideration of your request for postponement would be highly appreciated. Thank you.
Right, thank you, Minister. I just do want to point out for the record that the correspondence from the committee was on the 12th of Feb, but I think we will have to discuss how that letter was then interpreted and the letter of the 19th, because we, on our side, it was the 12th. But be that as it may, colleagues, that is the request that is before us this morning. So if I may hand over to you, and then I would make a few suggestions in response to that. Honourable members?
Honourable Chair?
Honourable Somyo, good morning. Over to you.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning, colleagues and Minister. It's what the difficulty is on the preparation for the meeting from our side. That would have been prepared even more, knowing that the institution, which is ESCOM in this instance, is ready with the plan. The actual notification for the meeting then becoming an issue, which I think you need to clarify from your side. But when the department stroke ESCOM is not ready in terms of the annual report, we need to grant them that a postponement on the area of the annual report and the reschedule such so that with time we get the necessary information and documentation. Chair, from the side, we really need to look into how can we at best deal with matters of communication between ourselves and the institution, so that there is no you see going through and off on those matters. But mine is that if they are asking for such a postponement, we give them postponement, which is not later than the 7 days, and we will reschedule the meeting.
All right, thank you very much, Honorable Somyo. Any other takers? Oh, the group. Honorable, just 1 second. Angithi, you deviated from the normal practice, right? Honorable Lees and then Honorable Van Minen. Then Honorable Hadde will come in. I thought that was you. But Honorable Lees?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We do have fall into habits, don't we? And some are good and some are bad. But I think the use of the group is probably a good habit. My tipple, which I don't have every evening, might be a bad habit. Good morning to everyone, and including you, Minister. A happy new year to you too. I hope that your running of the SOCs has a better year than last year. Mr. Chairman, the question of the annual report is an interesting one, because first of all, I haven't seen the hard copy, and so we need to get on top of that. But that's a different subject. I understood that this annual report was signed off by ESCOM probably 4 or 5 months ago. And I'm sort of not sure why there's a hesitance about being ready for it. I mean, what exactly is the readiness that's required? Having said that, if they're not ready, they're not ready. But I'm curious about what exactly it means not to be ready so long after the annual report was completed.
All right, if that can be noted, Honorable Van Minen.
Thank you very much, Chair. And also, Happy New Year to everyone that I haven't yet wished that too, although I think we're virtually in March. I want to agree with the Honorable Lees. It's rather indicative, I think, of the state of many of our SAEs, that ESCOM is not ready to present something that they should be familiar with. We certainly, from our side, are ready with questions, and we've had far less notice than they have. This evening is problematic. I would need to reschedule a number of things. But yes, I just want to very much express my displeasure at the very, very late notice. I do understand that they obviously want to give credence to what is they're going to present, but it really is problematic that we're sitting in a situation with a very, very packed schedule where suddenly a very relevant player is not ready. Thank you.
Honorable Hadebe. Thank you, Honorable Van Minen.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, and welcome to the Minister and the Board, and compliments of the new season to everyone. Honorable Chair, well, first let's welcome the Minister taking time from other commitment to be here and to request for postponement. And if ESCOM, they're not ready, well, for us to have a meaningful and effective oversight, we need all players on board and to be 100% ready, so that it's not a malicious compliance. So I guess we'll have to accede to their request. However, we must state categorically clear that this is not for the first time, Chair. And it appears as if ESCOM wants to get a special treatment, and that it's based on the sequence of events that have occurred previously. I'm not saying that's the case, but the history speaks of such, and we don't take it kind, Chair, especially if the request was sent on the 12th, well in advance. And for us to spend sleepless nights, sacrificing weekends, preparing only on the 11th hour, which is yesterday, to receive a letter of postponement, as if the invite was also sent very late, would have appreciated a situation where and the request for postponement at least was last week on a Friday. I'm raising this, Chair. We're not serving only in SCOPA, we're serving in several committees. I had to submit apologies from two other committees to be here because I wanted to prioritize this. Now I have to rush back to other committees, of which I did not prepare for because I had focused my time and energy on ESCOM. Now, all I'm trying to raise and highlight is that a due consideration ought to be taken for us as members, that we need also to be given sufficient time if there are any changes, not on the 11th hour, so that we focus on other issues of priority that needs our attention. I could have prepared for other committees. I could have read documents in preparation for other committees had I been informed well in advance that ESCOM is given issues or challenges in relation to this meeting. Accepting that, Chair, we need to raise those matters and they ought to be taken into consideration. That ESCOM does not and should not be perceived as if we are giving ESCOM a special treatment. And this has to come to an end. I think we need to put our foot down that in future, moving forward, we should not account or encounter a such treatment. But having said that, we accede to the issue of postponement. But I ought and wanted to raise my dissatisfaction and disappointment in the manner in which communication and issues of ESCOM and SCOPA are handled. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Honorable Hadebe, for that. Honorable Mente.
Thank you, Chair. My network is not so well. Chair.
Okay, you can keep your camera off. We've got a very nice picture of you up. No problem.
Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Mente, you are muted. Just unmute.
Okay, yeah. Oh, sorry, Chair. Let's catch it. No, Chairperson, I just want to make a warning and also try to clarify our position in terms of accepting the excuse ESCOM is giving us. We are not setting precedents. That's number one. We should not be seen as setting precedents that people, when they are not ready, they can ask for an apology and be excused. And then number two, it is for the first and for the last time, just like Honorable Adebe said. It is for the first and for the last time that ESCOM is not
prepared to come at a time when they are asked to come and account. Because our monitoring tool is not measured only on the after effect. Our monitoring tool as public standing committee on public accounts is also meant to deal with the real-time monitoring. And for as long as we then postpone looking into the matters of the past, we are getting delayed into looking on the matters of the present. We ought to be ready, and ESCOM must be aware of the fact that even unannounced visits and unannounced accountability is going to be demanded from them. And if their house is not in order, that should not be made our business. Where financials are concerned, all those documents should always be ready by any entity and any department. It's even worse when it comes to an annual report, because an annual report is a document that had been signed a long time ago. All of them, they had their own, individually, they had their own tasks, and they know what's the position of all those tasks that they have been signed off, and they know of their contribution into the problems that have been cited by the annual report and the financials thereof that they have submitted themselves. So this excuse, as much as we accept that we will then give you a certain days as the chair will deem fit, but it's highly unacceptable. It looks like we are just ticking boxes. We did the annual report, we are fine. We don't have to know what is in it and we don't have to account about it. So you cannot give an excuse to account on something you've submitted yourself and you still want to be prepared. It then means that it's a ticking box, it's a ticking of a box exercise, which is very wrong. It ought to be internalized that our annual report status cites the following and who is at fault, can you account for it on a daily basis? It cannot be that you want to be prepared to look into it and then account for it. I'm not sure what is there to study on something that you've submitted yourself. That for me just boggles the mind. I'm not understanding whether we're being taken for a ride or is this a genuine complaint, a genuine excuse and an apology that is coming. But for me, it's not sitting well. It looks like someone is just, they're just not ready to come to SCOPA, or they feel like, no, we will not be accounting to SCOPA at this time. We will come at our own time. And that's very much unacceptable, which is not going to be allowed in the near future. Thank you, Chair.
Right. Thank you very much, Honorable Mente. I think that was the last of the hands, unless there's another indication of it. I think the colleagues have adequately covered any sentiment I may have held on this matter. So I think there were directed questions. If there is a need, they must be responded to. Let's do that. And then I'd like to make a proposal on this matter, and then we will we'll move ahead. So if there's any response from ESCOM, if none, the can better.
Can I make a correction, Chair?
Yes, Mr. Chairperson.
Yes. Thank you to colleagues in SCOPA and my colleagues in ESCOM. I just think that there has been a misunderstanding of what was requested, and maybe I should put a correction to that. Indeed, I think there was a letter sent to us on the 12th of February requesting us to present the annual report and deviations to SCOPA. We responded to that, and that information has been provided to SCOPA. And we were ready, and we are ready to present the annual report, because we have already presented the annual report anyway, as colleagues have already mentioned. Secondly, we don't want to be treated as an exception, but what we were requesting at the moment, from what I understood, was that on the 19th, we received another letter from SCOPA asking us to have a different preparation, for which we needed to have the board to look into the documents that ESCOM was going to present to SCOPA. That was what we were requesting to delay, not the delay of the annual report presentation. I just want to clarify that. The letter that actually has been written...
Chair, can I come in just on a point of clarity here, Chair? Chair, I do not understand what the gentleman... Now that another letter to present.
I will explain that. Let the chairperson finish, chairperson of the board, and I'll explain exactly what he's raising, because I don't think the chairperson of the board and ourselves are speaking past each other. We are exactly on the same page.
Yeah.
Right. So let him finish. Prof, you may proceed, and then Honorable Dex, you can come in after that.
Okay. Two letters were sent to the Board of ESCOM, one on the 12th, one on the 19th. For the letter of the 12th and the request of SCOPA, we have presented documents to SCOPA, and we were ready to present on that. For the request that came on the 19th, we were not prepared and ready, I think, to convene a board and go through the documents that were to be presented to SCOPA. That's all that I want to clarify. We were not requesting a postponement that we can't present the annual report of ESCOM. That's not our request. And secondly, and my letter, that the letter that was written to you.
I'm more confused now, Chair.
Wait, hold on.
There is a letter that is written to the chair. And that letter is explicit and clear. I remember the last paragraph of what we requested. It can be read into the record so that it is clear what we were asking for. It's the last paragraph of the letter.
Professor Mahoba, can you leave this to me, please?
Yeah, okay, thank you.
All right. Colleagues, as I'm seated here, I am in receipt of a letter from the minister. On issues about the annual report. I still maintain, colleagues, on the 12th, I sent through correspondence to ESCOM for a hearing, which we have conducted before, as we do any other time with any department or entity, on the annual report, where there are findings which the AG may have made or the auditing firm may have made. It's largely no submissions or presentations. We coupled that with expansions and deviations, which we have been briefed on by the National Treasury. On the 19th, because of the bulk of the work, which would have characterized today, the meeting was staggered so that this morning, we would deal with the annual report and the investigations, which ordinarily would have emanated from the annual report in any case, but it was drawing the attention of ESCOM to SIU perspectives, which we had been briefed on. That would have been this morning. We would not have been able to do the expansions and deviations in the same session. And it was precisely for that reason why the expansions and deviations were scheduled for this evening. Therefore, the letter of the 19th, in our view, was for the purposes of clarifying how the meeting would be structured. The letter of the 12th, as the standard operating procedure, is to ensure that entities and departments are given no less than 7 days' notice of a scheduled meeting. There are other issues which have been brought to my attention, but what I can assure you of is that ESCOM, as any other entity, will have to appear before Parliament.
Yeah.
That is a non-negotiable. It's a non-negotiable. I want to assure you of that. Secondly, let's not muddy the waters with all sorts of other things here, because in my view, colleagues are being very measured, actually. Colleagues are being very, very measured in what they are saying. But let's not get Eskom to put us in a difficult position now. So I'll request that we leave that at that, because when I appraised members of this matter this morning, they did not want us to proceed with the hearing where you would not be in a position to have a meaningful engagement. We don't want to tick boxes this side. We will not do it. So I think let's leave it at that. But colleagues, I can assure you, the correspondence was sent timeously, and I would have imagined that if there was an issue on the 19th, Eskom could have called me on that day if there was an issue of confusion. But be that as it may, colleagues, I'm going to propose as follows. I would like us to leave this matter at that. Right, Minister, let's hear from you.
No, so we'll accept your guidance, and I think it's a very useful one. I think the new item, as you correctly pointed out, on the letter of the 19th was the SIU matter, which wasn't in the letter of the 12th. There has been some mix-up between the letters of the 12th and the 19th. So those are logistical matters to Parliament. The history of Eskom's presence before yourselves, post-2018, has been a good one, has been open, has been cooperative, and has been a diligent one. So I think members should take account of that. And it was the last week, as I think I explained to you verbally, has been a hectic week in terms of appearance before other structures of Parliament as well. So nothing is being done to undermine the status of SCOPA, and at the same time, I can assure you that both from the ministry, we do everything possible to do the things that need to be done. As I explained at the beginning, I'm actually in another meeting, which the president is chairing, but I excuse myself to avail myself for a short while here and explain these matters. So let's take your guidance and move on. And what I can assure you is that we will just get our coordination done better. And sometimes, you know, a letter can be dated the 19th, but by the time we see it might be after the 19th was a Friday, after the weekend. So I think some of that got in the way, certainly in my case. So we take note of what colleagues had to say, but at the same time, please take note of what I am saying as well. And I think cooperation is between the executive and Parliament through the process of accountability is as important as the accountability itself. So thank you, and you can then guide us in terms of how we move forward.
That's fine. Thank you, Minister. There's a hand, Honorable Lees.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, there's a great deal of talk about letters. The Minister is very quick to come in when Prof. Makabo was talking about a particular letter. I think it would assist our understanding if we could see the letters that we, and you represent us as a committee, wrote to Eskom, and any responses received from Eskom and the Minister. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
No, that's fine. That will be circulated, Honorable Liz. So, Stombie, if you can place the letters in the group of the committee, the letter of the 12th, the letter of the 19th, and the letter I received from the minister yesterday. Colleagues, we will, I request the following, because there are quite a number of issues here. I'll request that we will have a committee meeting to discuss ESCOM in detail as a committee and how we're going to structure our approach moving forward and with ESCOM, so that we bring this matter now onto a trajectory which will not be preceded by these kind of things every time there's going to be a hearing in the first instance. Secondly, let us not have an unmeaningful and unproductive hearing so that we actually get the work done correctly. So, colleagues, I would like to make the following proposals, that the matters into the annual report and the investigations, including but not limited to SIU investigations, be rescheduled for next week, Wednesday. And the next week, Wednesday, we were scheduled to receive a report from the SIU.
Sorry, Chair, you're frozen for a while. So,
all right.
That's what you said.
Let me start again. Am I audible now, colleagues? All right, let me start again. I was saying that, yes, the correspondence, colleagues, as you seek it, will be circulated. It's not a problem. Secondly, as a committee, we're going to have to have a committee meeting amongst ourselves and discuss once and for all to a logical finality, an approach and a trajectory on how we handle the ESCOM matter, so that we are not going to find ourselves again with this kind of issues which precede the hearings, so that we bring it to clear the woods, for lack of a better term. And I fully align myself with the sentiments that colleagues have made and agree with them. I'd like to propose, colleagues, that we reschedule the annual report hearing and the issues of investigations, including but not limited to the SIU matters, to next week, Wednesday. The program for next week, Wednesday, was going to be a briefing by the SIU on Danel and SAA investigations. And then that meeting be held after the question session on Wednesday at 6:30 to 8:30, because it is a briefing and because the matters of Danel and SAA are just as important, so that we do not kick for touch to a later time. The session on expansions and deviations will continue this evening at 6:30. And we will with ESCOM. So that session continues. And then, colleagues, we will, on our own time, make a determination about how we move forward with these other matters. So, colleagues, I'm presenting that readjusted program to you, that the issues into the annual report and the investigations, including SIU investigations, be held next week, Wednesday.
Agree.
And then we can spend the meeting this morning, and we will reconvene at 6:30 for expansions and deviations this evening.
Okay, Chair.
Thank you,
much, colleagues. Thank you very much, colleagues. Yeah.
I agree. Can I request that if there are any outstanding document, can you not be given document less than 24 hours prior to the meeting? At least 48 hours prior to the meeting, so that we'll have adequate and sufficient time to study documents.
That's fine. What we'll do is, during the day today, we will discuss it as a committee and we'll communicate the time frames to ESCOM this evening, so that you can also go through your issues, because you are a lead on the hearing, and then you will give us guidance on that matter. So we will be in your hands to prepare for us what you may need, and then we'll communicate that to ESCOM this evening, which will be additions, so that it's not new matters. It's for the purposes of progress. Right, colleagues? On that note, the meeting stands suspended.
the hard copies, would appreciate if we can get the hard copies, if possible, of the annual report.
I'm advised that the annual report is only available in soft copy because of the lockdown and the whatever has been happening. So there's been no production of hard copies. But we'll discuss that, and we will make a plan around it. But for now, everything is a soft copy. All right, colleagues, on that note, the meeting stands suspended, and we will reconvene at 6:30 this evening with ESCOM on expansions and deviations. Honorable Mente and Honorable Tolashe will be in your hands tonight. All right, thank you much, colleagues. See you at 6:30.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you.